Australia's new Prime Minister is wasting no time getting his teeth into the role, flying out to Japan to meet with Quad leaders there. The Quad is a defence alliance between Australia, the US, Japan and India. Anthony Albanese was today sworn in as the 31st Prime Minister of Australia, while the Liberal Party has been left licking its wounds. Cathy Bolan reports.
I, Anthony Norman Albanese, do solemnly and sincerely affirm and declare that I will well and truly serve the Commonwealth of Australia, her land and her people in the office of Prime Minister.
Breaking with tradition, the Australian Governor-General swore in Prime Minister Albanese, despite the election not yet officially being declared and without his Labor Party having achieved an outright majority. Claiming victory on Saturday night, Anthony Albanese promised to lead for all Australians.
My Labor team will work every day to bring Australians together. And I will lead a government worthy of the people of Australia. A government as courageous and hardworking and caring as the Australian people are themselves.
The swearing-in of an interim ministry of just four new government members is a stopgap measure to enable the new Prime Minister to represent Australia at the Quad meeting. It's a novel move, but perhaps not surprising for the new Aussie leader.
I said during the campaign that I've been underestimated my whole life.
Also underestimated by the outgoing government was the level of anger among what had been its voter heartland. For the Liberal Party, it was a wipeout of catastrophic proportions. It has lost heartland seats named after party luminaries like Sir Robert Menzies and that it's held since Federation. Scott Morrison, who ruled the party and orchestrated the election campaign, was upbeat on Saturday despite the losses.
To my colleagues tonight who have had to deal with very difficult news and have lost their seats tonight, I as leader take responsibility for the wins and the losses. That is the burden and that is the responsibility of leadership. And as a result, I will be handing over the leadership at the next party room meeting.
Six of the so-called teal independents, professional, experienced women, are heading to Canberra, having successfully ousted a generation of moderate Liberals. One of the biggest scalps, that of former Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, long seen as a future Liberal leader and Prime Minister. As party insiders have observed, these women should have been standing for the Liberal Party. Newly elected Teal MP Zoe Daniel explains.
The Liberal Party lost its centre. People who would normally be small L Liberals who, or are potential swinging voters like me who sort of drift across the centre had no one to vote for. The Liberal Party had drifted so far to the right that people didn't feel represented.
The ALP is within sight of outright majority leadership, but it could still need to rely on the crossbench. In that instance, Anthony Albanese is a consensus politician who successfully negotiated with independents to help Julia Gillard form a minority government in 2010. As the counting continues, inside the Liberal Party, numbers are being counted for Scott Morrison's successor, with Queenslander Peter Dutton considered the frontrunner. The conundrum for the Liberal Party is that it has been punished for moving too far to the right, which will be compounded if the hardliner former defence minister becomes the next leader. The Greens were also big winners in the election, picking up a seat in Brisbane, in the hunt for a couple more, and possibly a few upper house seats as well. Along with the Teal Independents' call for action on climate change, the incoming Labor government will be under pressure to deliver on these issues. Scott Morrison and his family are in the process of moving out of the lodge in Canberra and Kirribilli House in Sydney. Perhaps one key irony of the election result is that Anthony Albanese, the man who grew up with a single mother living in public housing, is now headed for the lodge in Canberra, an entirely different form of public housing.